Canto 1. I am the elephant, your guide and joy, the one who lead you on through the maze you knows to come. It falls to me to mark the time this journey sparked, this travelogue began. Four vast and thunderous legs, a tail to brush the flies away, a trunk so solid you'll often feel I've walked this jungle, stride this land, in another dream, in another light. I am the one allocated to yourself, a sound you'll hear whispering, come here, go there, close these eyes a little tighter. You wouldn't want to spoil the thrill of unbeckoning insight. In short, dear reader, in the style of the ancients, welcome to the party. Let's enter. The page winced as the pen slid in. Paper registered the slightest tremor. Underground's the route to airport. Sunday morning on Piccadilly Line, a pair of skateboards, swilling Fosters, two black ladies loud with hair, then skirts, the pink remains of Halloween party. The eight others in this carriage have 12 eyes shut. Excuse me, sir. Are you going past Green Park? My friend here? Will you kick him off? There are pink wheels, a peaked hat, a head resting, lips unable, unspokenly stutters, leave me asleep. A Chinese cello packed in white, fragile for Virgin Atlantic, her moleskin notebook almost done. What's she writing? Is that a haiku I see before me? A map of mind, an artist's hand? She's drawing arrows, marking time, composing on the Piccadilly line. You don't need an elephant to tell you think. But if I catch you mixing up the orientals, I'll tickle you with the tips of my trunk. A delicate prod will sort you out. She's Korean, you fool. Look at those legs. It's rude to stare as if you'd care. Eye contact insult. Can't you see she's a stranger? That's the last time I'm going to correct you on this trek over the Himalayas of misguided misconceptions. Now one of those legs is firmly planted. Starbucks coffee polystyrene green, perched on thigh, sipped at Hammersmith. Jonathan the Wanderer, with a travelling companion who texts with the right hand, the worn thumb, and clasps an illy close to his belly button. Is there anyone unconnected to their mobile phone? The Action Aid child says, I'm an advertising cause. It's amazing what you can do on the tube. Page 4. This moleskin line bears the weight of a jolting hand. In case you're confused, I am. Who am? Maybe a feminine book will be able to take your pen and, if needs be, straighten the flow from a masculine temper. Dot no I's, cross no C's. It's time you paused for a sneeze. Your book will not desert you, but will you stay true? Will you stay true? I've come prepared for your 1,000 words. Yes, every 30 minutes I expect you to deliver 200 words. Not more than 400 syllables, please. Think of my digestion. Write like your father chewed his food. Tickets, please. The inspector cometh, transport for London. There's a race going on down the pane of plastic glass, and the droplet on the right is sliding down the face, picking up the pace. May I see your ticket, please? I was a bus conductor, a uniformed creature with curly hair beneath the braid of my London transport hat. I stalked the fair evaders, could smell them on the bus, their shifty eyes intent on the middle distance, where hopes of escape merged with a horizon or a narrow-minded obsession. Oh yes, I knew them well, those lakes and islands of Winander. It was all before I changed my occupation and got a proper job as poet to the revolution we planned in the British and Irish Communist Organization. The connection, the joining point where the soldier in search of Jews meets a young man in the hands of his growth spirit. Heathrow calls, that's Hatton Cross. That voice a machine in case you're tempted to take her into a dark room and give her one. Gather your bags, quick march to departures. Your Aer Lingus host awaits. All the passengers struggling with Aer Lingus to Belfast asked to go to gate number, whatever she said. How would you like a bombard of announcements to speed you on your way? May I respectfully increase your headache, sir? We have a suitable queue forming, a little waiting line as you thrust in the pod before boarding. Rather than water, you might prefer the scent of travellers fresh from security. A touch of perspiration, the perfume of returning émigré, mixed with the fly-by days. After all, we're dedicated to your comfort, in our greet suits, ever so slightly purpled. There is a purpose to this poem, a clearly defined goal, gaping. A goalkeeper prostrate before your reading. Words here bend to your will, serve to sport the spirit of your undergrowth, as if yours was the surface they disturbed, as they drop droplets to ripple a pool, opened to a morning sky, a pitch-black eternity. This is autobiography of your biography, or the biography of your autobiography. I can't be sure yet. Like the fat controller, you're in charge as the trains play with the carriages and Thomas the Tank Engine moves to the wider gauge. End of Canto 1.